The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:05, January the 16th, Martin Luther King Day. Our phone line numbers are 530-605-4567. And we're also streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. And you can just join our chat room at the same time. Just come on, click on it, join the chat room, and have at it. The only thing you have to do is give a name. Doesn't even have to be your real name. However, we do have ways of finding out who you are if things go wrong. We're also going out over live stream so you can see us in this madness in the morning here as we run back and forth, and especially on a Monday morning. But the good thing is that there's just not a lot of things going on outside since it is a holiday today, Martin Luther King Day. But Bad Bob's back, and look at you. I mean, you're looking kind of dapper this morning, Bad Bob.
Why, thank you.
I mean, you have, you know, black shirt, suspenders, red coffee cup.
How was the wedding
gray
show yesterday?
Gray beard.
I was impressed. The more grooms than traditionally attend one of these things. The leashes were not all that much in evidence. Most of them appeared to be there willingly. A lot of fathers looking around and obviously mentally calculating what is this going to cost.
Well, you had your usual thousands of people there, though.
Oh yes.
I mean, the last year it was so crowded. That's why they spread out to Simpson this year. And it was crowded again. I mean, I'm just completely surprised by the fact that so many people show up for these. You know, and on Redding, of course, you look at Shasta County, but they come from all over for this.
Well, remember a long time ago before we got married, I had you come to a wedding show with me.
That's right. Well, you know, congratulations to Don Schulman for such a great job. You know, of course, Don and Judy yesterday were sounding just really great.
Yeah, they sounded chipper.
They did. And Judy, I have to say, when you're on location, you sound like you're about 18 years old.
She did.
You sound like you're about 18 years old. But the people coming in, all the different things they could do. It was the only question I asked because you were commenting on about airbrushing makeup on.
No, airbrushing makeup has been popular for a long time. And the news anchors have done that. And it's a way of, you know, a lot of people do an airbrush tan. But the airbrushing makeup is historically really good under lights, under stress. It stays a long time. So I think that was really interesting that they're starting to use that for brides.
Said they don't want to. I know this sounds funny
to
start the day off.
Good.
But yeah, because then they have their makeup on all day and they don't have to worry about it smudging. Or people coming up.
Well, usually it's the maid of honor or the attendants that are running up to the bride because, let's face facts, you're smiling, you're stressed out, people are hugging and touching and kissing you all day long, and so it's a really important day to just keep, you know, these people are snapping shots for you to look fresh. It's a very haggard day. In fact, I think sometimes when we do parties or we do these big events, we realize that, you know, wow, it's really, yes, you're celebrating your day, but really it's about everybody. It is about everybody else. It is about the extended family. It is about those relatives that are flying in and spending their monies to come celebrate your union. And so when you think about it's my day, well, it's a lot of stress for everybody.
Yeah.
So you try to have a good time in the middle of it, and that's really hard, I think, for especially when you're younger and you haven't really gotten a grasp on what really matters in life. I mean, really, some people, it's all about the dress or it's all about, you know. So I think it was wonderful that these wedding shows show you a full aspect. And, boy, I'll tell you what, today these weddings cost a fortune, and it just seems appropriate that fathers are involved. And we've got a good friend whose daughter's getting married. They're involved very, very involved.
You know,
in that.
The thing that, about that, and we're going to do the weather, which is, by the way, a huge, huge change coming this week. But the they're talking about things like the color of the invitations have to match different colors. I mean, Bad Bob and I, we were used to sending ours out on Post-it notes.
You're telling me?
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with binder paper?
Yeah, and
by the way, the thing about all your family comes in and they're kissing and loving on you, you should go to one of Bad Bob's weddings. You know, that kissing and loving goes just a little bit so far. You know?
I mean a wedding he covers.
No, it's just
back in my DJ days.
Yeah. Currently 23 degrees downtown, you guys. Woo! It's, wow. It's a layered day, 23. Morning frost, with our temperatures getting to be around 48 degrees tonight. Today. Frost tonight with our temperatures getting down to 20. I just could not get warm last night. I just felt the burr in the air. But I love that. And tomorrow it looks like we're going to have a slight chance of rain with tomorrow night's rainy again with around 36. And, you know, as I look ahead to the National Weather Service for the North State and the Reading area, it looks like throughout the week we have a chance of rain and rain, which is great. We welcome that.
They said almost 10 inches of rain this week, and we have the possibility of that, plus then the snow, which is good for up there at Mount Shasta since they've had no snow yet this year.
On Tuesday night, it's a 30% chance of rain, so we like that. And, you know, as we go along, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to take a break. Coming back, it's on this Monday morning. We want to talk about what happened over the weekend, paying special tribute, et cetera. And also, we have a big question of the morning. We'd love to have you weigh in on that. KCNR 1460.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Trade Winds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Trade Winds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
But one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Today's Martin Luther King birthday and is a national holiday. Martin Luther King, a man of many facets, a man that led the charge for racial equality, a man that had also had his other concerns in life, like all men, like all great men, a man of many facets, like I said. But did so much for that, for the racial parity or racial equality back in those days. And for many who are young, they don't understand the way it was back then, that just walking into a restaurant could get you killed because of your color. I realize that, you know, that there are things that aren't right, and there are things that will never be right. In the Golden Globes last night, the dwarf that won the man that won the supporting actor.
Now, would he be considered? I'm not sure what's politically correct there.
He is considered a dwarf.
Okay.
And he said it. Remember at the end, he said, this was in the memory of so and so, and he had a name. And he said, Google it. And what it was another dwarf in England. Some men came up to him,
ooh,
and they said, let's throw a dwarf. You know, toss a dwarf, and they threw him in the air, and he broke his back.
Oh,
and
dear.
He said, you have to remember that. And it was because, as the man said who had his back broken, this was because I was just so short. So, yes, inequality is out there. And the only thing we can do is watch for that and watch and stand up for things that aren't right and stand against things that are wrong, as so many people did on Saturday. They did it. They came out for the right reason.
And let's share with people what coming out on Saturday means.
Petty Officer First Class Chad Reglan was laid to rest on Saturday. In honoring his parents' wishes, who knew it was going to be so crowded, they asked that people line the procession route. So Linda and I were down there on Clear Creek Road across from Texas Springs Road at the Honeybee Trail entrance. And we were surrounded by probably another 50 or 60 people when the procession came by. And it was all along that road of Clear Creek. I mean, there was, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people.
Maybe 1,000 cars.
For 30 minutes, cars and motorcycles traveling by at about 25 miles an hour. That's 30 minutes, my friends. And they were close together. There might have been a few gaps, just as they, you know, for traffic gaps, but for 30 minutes, at 20 to 25 miles per hour, at least, the cars and motorcycles went by. Cars, motorcycles, trucks. It was buses loaded with sailors that came up from San Diego. It had two full busloads of sailors that had come up from San Diego to honor their brother. We're in the procession. Marines, soldiers, Air Force, thousands of people. I don't know if Westboro Baptist Church showed up. I don't know. I didn't see anything like that. I don't know where they would have been. I don't know if they showed up. But you know what? It makes no difference. You ignore them. You ignore their insanity.
We stand united at a time like that.
And I was so proud.
Yes, and
so proud.
The welling of emotions that would come in waves. And you couldn't figure out why, if it was, you know, the people with the dogs in the back, you know, with the waving little tiny flags, who would honk and say, yeah. I mean, at this point, they were already halfway through, you know, driving on the way to Igo. People with their kids in the back, cars full of people in their uniforms, the two trucks, the two busloads, like you said, of these very somber-faced, as anyone would be during that moment, military men in uniform, men and women in uniform in these busloads. And it's just like, why there were just these moments, these waves that came over you of like, the sadness of, and the ripple down effect, the feeling of what one person, how the ripple down effect of somebody dying so tragically, serving our country, and you thought about, you know, the community, the people he went to high school with, his family, his church, his country. And we at that moment then could be, as we should, I know this sounds trivial, and when we come back from this break, I'm going to ask you a question that's very controversial. It's been on my mind, and I need to get you, the chat room, and our listeners' input on this. It's maybe you can help me process. But again, we honor Chad and his family so much for the honor of serving our country and bringing us together in such a somber moment to be glad that we are Americans.
I can't say enough about the North State and all of our friends and all the people that are out there that came together to say goodbye to this warrior. And you can applaud yourselves. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Reglan family. We'll be back after these messages.
Share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Lady. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Love
Carl
that.
In the bot, 7:25 in the morning. It's January the 16th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're streaming live video at livestream.com. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening right there on 8915 East Side Road. Give them a phone call at 530-365-1479. They will sharpen anything. Saws, knives, router bits, axes, garden equipment. They will make bandsaw blades to order. Made to order while you wait. Judy and Bob have had that store since November the 20th, 1985, and it just keeps getting better every year. That's R&B Sharpening.
Okay, well, good morning, Chat Packers, and happy birthday to someone very special that we've known for a very long time. And we want to say it all in unison. One, two, three.
Happy birthday, Sharon! So yeah. There.
Okay, now, happy birthday wishes and all that good stuff, really.
Born the same day as Martin Luther King.
This is something I need to ask, and it's been, you know, I've been pondering. This is my pondering question. And, you know, pretend we're sitting down at the coffee shop and I'm having this question. I just need to have you help me make peace with this. If you had heard someone was a traitor or something had done some terribly wrong that affected many lives, would you give them a second chance? Which is somebody that, you know, that's one topic of somebody's in the headlines that is going to be honored as Woman of the Year or honored for some big thing that affected many people's lives. And I know that we know many people who really, just as far as they're concerned, she should be just absolutely not given attention at all. That's one thing. If you had donated to a charity and found out that somebody at the part of the body of that charity had embezzled, would you donate to that charity again? If you had heard of a ship and you were ready to cruise and you'd heard that there was a cruise ship that, you know, where people had died on the cruise ship and there was a horrible accident, would you cruise again? If you were flying and you'd heard there was a plane crash, would you fly again? So my question
on that airline.
On that airline or at all.
Okay.
You may have somebody you know that had a terrible automobile accident. Does that mean you don't get back in the car? And I hate to, you know, put those all in the same pot, but it's almost, okay, so do you want to break it down or do you want to talk about at which point do you try to have faith in the human spirit? You realize that things happen. People do things. How do you feel about, let's start with the first, which is very controversial.
First comment says, second chance, not for a traitor.
Okay. So I know a lot of people feel that way, and then obviously it's very divided because obviously our people that have been nominated in the White House are honoring Jane Fonda for woman to be Woman of the Year.
When?
I'm not sure, but and Barbara Walters, according to something that's hitting the internet, I don't know how true it is. I mean, I suppose we can go on even Snopes
that was a while ago.
Well, that's just something that's come around too.
Right. It's coming around again.
Okay, so that's a very controversial subject. Kind of want to know how you guys feel about that. There are those who served during that time and realize that an action that somebody, it's a trickle-down effect again, some action that you make during a time with your celebrity can really affect a lot of people's lives. Do you think that somebody can be born again? Do you think somebody can come back? And it's almost like a convicted felon. Can they come back and change their lives?
Well, convicted felons have.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is that, you know,
using Jane Fonda as an example, let's say.
Okay.
That she made a huge stand in the 60s, going to North Vietnam while we were losing hundreds of young men every week. Had her picture taken behind the anti-aircraft gun, you know, manning one of those, and the other stupid thing she's done. She said that she's sorry, you know, but in a sense that it was, you know, 30, 40 years later, and I still think there is a lot of people that will never forgive her. That, yeah, you know, when you do something that heinous, it's made a statement. It's made a statement that will always be with you. You're not going to get over it. That's just the way I feel. As far as people, you know, your second question?
My second question
about
is
embezzling.
If you were doing business or giving to a charity or anything like that, and you found out the place of business that you would frequent had the key person handling the money, or however it happened, they embezzled, would you go back into that business? You still believe in the business owners? Or if you found out the key person that was doing money at a charity had embezzled money, would you come back to that charity? How do you feel about that? Do you think that there might be one bad seed? We're going to take a message. We're going to take a break. I'd love to hear from you guys. KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks and bonds are closed on this Martin Luther King holiday. There is trading, though, around the globe. In Europe, the overall market response has been muted to Standard & Poor's downgrade of 9 European nations on Friday. France auctioned more than 8 billion euros of debt this morning. Another auction of long-term debt is slated for Thursday. It's gearing up to be a busy week for earnings here stateside. Banking giants Citigroup, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are among the headline financial firms scheduled to release their quarterly numbers. Tech companies such as Intel, IBM, Apple, and Google are also scheduled to report. General Electric rounds things up with its report on Friday morning. The International Monetary Fund has given a bearish outlook for the Eurozone's economy. A ranking IMF official says the Eurozone crisis is raising risks for the global economy. He also says the IMF is planning to lower its global economic growth forecast for the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighting, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and, of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I will see you at the range.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're going live today, of course. 7:35 in the morning, January the 16th, Martin Luther King birthday. A lot of things not opening today, banks and businesses, or not businesses, but banks and government and state and federal offices. Trash delivery is a, or pickup is a day late. A lot of comments in the chat room about Jane. And, oh, gosh, you know it just came in. John, you're here. Max, Frizz, Indie Guy, many others. Hey, I saw Jimmy yesterday, too. Jimmy is one of the guys that's been on our chat room a lot. I was walking in a parking lot, and his car pulls up, and there's a gentleman in there with his beautiful daughter. He goes, "It's Jimmy." And it is. And he had something about a guy that robbed a 7-Eleven or someplace in Florida. And he ran outside. He had a knife, and there's four Marines, recruiters, standing outside, and he stabbed one of the Marines. Didn't hurt him very badly, but as the police reported, that he then fell off the curb and broke both legs, his arms, his jaw, and a few other things. I've seen that before. I don't know how true that is. Anyway. Oh, and I'm supposed to say fries this. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? A small dent in your windshield to a 2-foot-long crack, he can fix it. Jeff Wurst, the owner, is down on Market Street at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373, 530-241-8373. He guarantees his work. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you, and he'll tell you the truth about everything when he's in there. He loves what he does, and he does great work. Jeff Wurst, Redding Windshield, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right, so...
okay, let's go back to what you were talking
about. Well, let's go back. Let's move forward. Let's talk about... the headlines say that the cruise industry is bracing for a drop in bookings.
Well, did you see this thing? Okay, if you have not seen this on the air, my friends, it was a cruise ship. The captain took a non-approved course. He deviated from the course, hit a rock off the coast of Italy.
Well, that's just wrong, and there's a reason you have a course.
And he turned... The ship turned over... They've got 17 missing, including two Americans. But what they were saying is that the people that are complaining says the crew thought it was every man for himself and did not help the passengers off. In fact, the captain was one of the first people off the ship.
Oh, and he's up for manslaughter, I heard.
Well, there's a big investigation going on. Carnival, it's Carnival Cruise Line, so okay, Carnival. Bookings may drop.
Here's the deal. It's like getting on a plane. You know, there's a thousands of how many cruise ships are going on all the time? It can happen. In fact, we have friends on a cruise right now, an Ensenada cruise. And the reality is that wouldn't stop me. It's not going to stop me. It's not going to stop me when a plane crashes or blows up or you know, how many hundreds of thousands of miles? I wish I would have vlogged them all. I just never did. You know, during the 80s, I flew so much over to, you know, Europe and Asia. How many miles would you say you've flown? I know you don't like small aircrafts. It kind of gives you the willies.
Well, thank you, honey, for sharing that with everyone.
Well. Well, what
was that? TMI.
Well.
Well, if you've been in some of the small aircraft that I've been in, doing some of the things that we did in small aircraft.
Some of which were bullet holes in them, yeah.
You know, the frankly, military small aircraft I don't have any problem with. It's small aircraft that I don't know who the pilot is. You know, if his name was, my name is Fernando.
We had a good
My girlfriend
on that.
Left me last night.
We had
Did
a good
I
laugh.
Do not feel good? I do not feel like living. You know, when he turns around and he announces that to a four people in the plane, I mean, that's just not a good day.
We had a good laugh on that yesterday when we were talking to your sister and brother-in-law about that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, when he turns around and the guy, it looks like, you know, one of his eyes is pointing one way and one's pointing the other, and you're taking off, and guess what? Duct tape can't fix anything because the whole plane was put together by duct tape, and when we landed, parts were falling off. Yeah, you know, oh, you, why, honey, why do you seem a little bit upset?
Oh, and there's a rooster.
I'm watching parts of the plane fall off.
And there's a rooster in the back, and he's saying, that's from my sister.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you know,
that was true. We were flying out of Puerto Rico, and it was a little bitty plane. You know,
I don't know.
It's only 100 miles. Yeah, 100 miles. It only takes 100 feet to crash. So,
well,
no.
Anyway, so the question
if planes have problems, flying in commercial aircraft is absolutely the safest way you can travel. Much safer than cars. It's probably even safer than trains. But,
what about cruise ships?
Well, you would think cruise ships would be,
yes.
except cruise ships, you know, people fall off them occasionally.
I'm surprised that people were actually, I don't know, I think we were looking at it like, oh my God, how can that happen in today's modern world? You know, you would think, okay, the bell goes off, get up, get out. I mean, does it sink that fast, Bob?
One of the problems with many of these modern cruise ships is that in order to give as many passengers as possible a above the waterline view,
they're top heavy.
They are rather top heavy. They're right on the verge of having problems, and when you add water to throw the balance off, they will roll very, very quickly. And there's a school of thought that there needs to be another major convention about the standards that these ships have to meet, because in the wake of the Titanic disaster is how we came up with our modern navigation rules known as the coal regs or collision regulations. That and the Andrea Doria and a few other notable minor incidents.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here's one for you. This is a good one somebody just sent in. Should I forgive or trust this? What if somebody you trusted facilitated a takeover that left you financially out, and then that someone sends you a friend request on Facebook? Would you friend somebody like that?
You know, on many levels,
the answer to me is no. It's very simple. No,
I know, but we know what that feels in the corporate world. That can happen. Somebody comes in, it's a new regime, we're going to go over here, we don't want this regime, we want to go over here. Then you have to ask your soul, search your soul, well, do I want this opportunity? It could be this opportunity. This is not condoning, this is not, again, but that happens. I think if you're in the corporate world, or let's say somebody wants to start a store, they've been working in this store and they want to start this store over here, you have to ask yourself, do I stay loyal to that store, or do I tell? And that happens with people who are starting service stations, clothing stores, restaurants.
Let me take a break here. But you're right. No, it gets into that. Is it's business. But what if somebody, in this case, what YKI was saying was, somebody facilitated taking your finances, you over financially, and leaving you out, and then wants you to be a friend of theirs on Facebook.
Well, that's got to be a toughie. And then you wonder if they've got somebody doing their present, doing a mask. My parents have had two scam situations in their life. People have worked 8-to-5 jobs for all their lives, worked really hard with their pensions, and they've had two people that they've tried to invest with that were those scam artists that took thousands of dollars and ran off with the money two times in their lives. And it weren't huge amounts. It's like hundreds and thousands, but still, it would have been a nest egg of some sort. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:46 in the morning, January the 16th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of comments in the chat room. And, you know, it's, you know, things like how people that they, how people in the chat room have known people, people in their families that have kind of screwed them over. It's a shame that, but that, those things happen. I hear about these things. You know, I hear about people who have, you know, they've never had a problem in the family and all of a sudden they get taken by a member of the family. So that's kind of a strange thing.
Well, let's change the subject and ask, did you watch the games this weekend?
What
did you think about it? You know, they were
exciting. I tell you what,
San
Francisco, New Orleans was an exciting game. I don't watch football that much, but
well, we did this weekend.
We watched the San Francisco game, the total San Francisco game. We didn't watch all of the Green Bay game, but I tell you what,
it was a good
game. Aaron Rodgers was really let down by his people.
Wow.
As far as I'm concerned. He missed a couple passes, but I mean, he was hitting people in the hands,
yes,
hitting them in the chest with the balls, and they were just dropping them out there.
It was really cold, and we were thinking about just how it's like the Olympics, right? It's that moment, it's that time, you've got that. That pass, that kick, and it's being straight on, and that it's interesting how the factors come into place. I mean, you know, why would you, when the ball, you've had a thousand times, the ball hits your hands but slips through and it's a fumble. Couple other things that we actually, you know, of course, the Golden Globes were last night. We watched some of it. Interesting to see. I think we want to see the Margaret Thatcher movie and the silent film. How interesting. You should see the faces as they pan the crowd, like, who's this guy who just won for silent film? Hello? Who's French? But it was a foreign film's Golden Globe. And coming up in a minute, I know you have an announcement. We do have tickets we're giving away this morning. We'll see. Actually, at two different plays we'll be giving away in the next, probably the last 5 minutes of this hour.
It looks like the special election to recall Dolores Lucero is going to cost Shasta Lake about $40,000. Lucero, of course, remains committed to stopping the election. I will stop them from moving forward with this recall, she said. I don't understand the citizens right now, and I hope they realize I'm doing what's best for them. I don't think some of them do, because a bunch of them got together and signed this petition that said that they want to recall. Anyway, Dolores Lucero is going to be on our show either this week or next week to talk about this. And speaking of other elections, my friends, let's go over this one more time. That Herger retires. He throws his weight and support behind Senator Doug LaMalfa, who is our senator right now. However, they're talking about new redistricting. He wouldn't be. So he is going to run for Congress, as is Jim Reed, who was on the show the other day. And it appears that Greg Cito and Colonel Pete Stiglitz are still running for Congress. Okay, when he switched over, then Jim Nielsen, who's in the Assembly, says he will resign his seat in his district, which used to be our district, but is going to change out it, you know, to a different district, and will run for Senator Doug LaMalfa's spot. Dan Logue, who was going to move from his district into our district because he didn't want to run against Jim Nielsen, is now not going to move and will run for Jim Nielsen's spot. Rick Bassetti, who was going to run against Dan Logue, is now facing, it looks like, a couple other people. It looks like they're going to throw their hats in the ring to run for Assemblyman. Wait a minute, we're not over yet. Okay, so at the same time, Patrick Jones has said he's going to run for a county supervisor against Glenn Hawes, who says he's going to run but may not run, but he says he's going to run. And Ms. Giacomini up from Bernie Falls area, Fall River area. And then, let me see, who else? Les Baugh is running for Senate against Gaines. Not Les Baugh. Les Baugh is running against the incumbent, Gaines. We're going to try and keep all that straight. Les is going to be on this show.
Can't tell the players without a program.
Linda Hartman has resigned her seat because she's going to be on the Veterans Home. And that means then is Cheryl Clifford, Gracious Palmer, and there was one other. Who's the other one? Vicki Bent, is that it? We'll get it straight. Anyway, this is going to be a very active year.
Kathy Darling's got her work cut out for her, doesn't she?
Well, we've got our work cut out for us, too, just trying to keep this straight. Who's running for what? Now, the question is, the paper came out, we've got to take a quick break here, it says, wait a minute, this is almost like a coronation that they've already made the decisions of who's going to win this. Well, I don't think so, not yet, because you've got a lot of people running and a lot can happen here. It's a lot of money is already there to support Doug LaMalfa, and I'm probably pretty sure Jim Nielsen. But there is, like I said, Jim Reed is running. He said that he's got a great chance now. He was close last time. He thinks he can do even better this time because of the way they've changed the district. We'll find out. Got to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, MLK Day. Currently 25 degrees downtown. We're going to get to about 48 today. Brr. Frosty night with our temperatures plunging to 20 degrees. That's what's going on in the North State. And tomorrow we're going to have a slight chance of rain.
Plunging.
And yes, plunging. We don't mind plunging. The word plunging is, that's a great word.
You know what?
It's better than plummeted.
Plummeted is better.
Plummeted sounds like he was plummeted.
Especially when coupled with neckline.
Yes.
Oh,
plunging.
Kind of like that. Plunging.
Yes.
Hey,
you guys.
Some of the things.
I'm in here with boys this morning.
Okay, some of the things if you're a Southern boy you would just never say.
Oh, what is it?
Okay. When I retire, I'm moving north. I'll take Shakespeare for $1,000, Alex. Duct tape won't fix that. Come to think of it, I have a Heineken. You can't feed that to the dog. Wrestling is fake. Do you think my gut's too big?
Things Southern boys would say.
I'll have grapefruit and granola instead of biscuits and gravy. Okay, these are things the Southern boy, the 31 top things a Southern boy would never say. Give me a small bag of those pork rinds. I couldn't find a thing at Walmart today.
The tires on that truck are too big.
She's too young to be wearing a bikini.
Oh, dear.
Okay, what's the number one thing that you will never hear a Southern boy say? Nope, no more beer for me. I'm driving a whole busload of us down to reelect President Obama.
Hey, while we're at it, if you're chuckling with us this morning and you want a good laugh and some great entertainment, I've got two tickets. These are remaining tickets. Two tickets for you to go see A Good Man, Charlie Brown. It's the musical at the McLaughlin Theater. And this is good for any of the shows. So give us a call this morning at 605-4567. And you can go enjoy what the dates are for Charlie Brown, any one of those dates. I believe it's this weekend again. And give us a call at 605-4567.
Okay, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen deep fried? Because people are talking about it here, you know, because you can deep fry anything. What is the weirdest thing you have ever seen deep fried?
Cow tongue.
I've seen ice cream deep fried, okay? Deep fried ice cream. Now, what else have you seen that's that's been deep fried that you would never think that would be deep fried?
Is that open for the...
That's open for anybody.
Okay.
I don't know what we can give them. Whoever comes back with a good one here, but we're about running out of time. We come back, Ted Leidy's going to be here. We're going to be talking about weapons. We're going to be talking about the new gun laws. We're going to be talking about protection, self-protection in this time of less protection from the police, not because they're not doing a great job. It's just there's fewer of them. There's fewer law enforcement. There's more bad guys on the street. So we want to talk about that in the next hour, among other things we're going to be talking about. This week we're going to have Chief Paletti's going to be on. We're going to have just a great group of people.
We got a guest that just arrived, and I'm so excited. Don't go anywhere, because after Fox News, we've got Ted Leidy in the house. We're going to talk
deep-fried Twinkies. There you go.
Oh!
Deep-fried Twinkies. Well, that has got to be.
Our next guest is not about deep-fried. Well, who knows? Maybe
I saw a show where they are deep-frying pizza.
Well, that's pretty normal. I had deep-fried brains.
Pizza? Wait a minute. Deep-fried pizza? That's normal?
How about deep-fried turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, people do that.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so deep-fried Twinkies. I think you can deep-fry anything,
In Korea, no. Korea doesn't count, because you can eat anything in Korea, Fargie. Yeah. Anything. Yes.
I see all the things you're
writing.
Brain.
No, I see all the things you're writing. Yes. Deep-fried hard-boiled egg.
Ooh, interesting.
I saw that. Not a good sign.
I had my dad, his weird sense of humor, tongue and brains, as a kid, scrambled. See you later. KCNR, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The once crowded field for the Republican presidential nomination is about to shrink again. John Huntsman set to speak in Myrtle Beach. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is there outside the site of tonight's Fox News debate.
Just a few hundred feet from the stage where now five podiums will be set up for tonight's Fox debate, John Huntsman is about to tell a room full of reporters why he is dropping out 5 days before the South Carolina primary. He's also expected to throw his support to Mitt Romney. And as they have many times during the campaign, Huntsman's daughters are part of the story with this tweet. What an incredible journey for our family. Thanks for the support.
Mitt Romney getting a big bounce from back-to-back wins in Iowa and New Hampshire in a new Fox News poll of GOP primary voters around the country. 40% supporting Romney, Rick Santorum a distant second at 15%, with Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul close behind him. And Romney is 1 point behind the president in a hypothetical matchup for November. President Obama marking Martin Luther King Day with a service project.
There's no better way to celebrate Dr. King than to do something on behalf of others.
The First Lady and daughter Malia also pitching in to help spruce up a school library in D.C. Congress heading back to Capitol Hill beginning this week to pick up debates left simmering over the three-week holiday break, including the short-term payroll tax cut extension. To make it a full-year extension, lawmakers would have to settle disagreements on how to pay for it. An al-Qaeda flag now flying over one town in Yemen.
Around 200 fighters overrunning army positions in Rada and throwing a security ring around the city, preventing residents from entering and leaving, staking their claim to the area. Al-Qaeda also storming local prisons, freeing up to 200 inmates out onto the streets, some of them then joining the militants.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither in our Mideast Bureau. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Accused of intentionally going off course and abandoning ship before the passengers, the captain of an Italian cruise ship that ran aground off Tuscany Friday facing possible criminal charges.
Some internal testimony indicates that he really tried to stay on board, but we have to wait the formal investigation with the prosecutor.
The CEO of the company that owns the ship blaming human error for the disaster that's claimed at least six lives, 16 others unaccounted for. Survivors have a terrifying story to tell. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live in Miami.
Lisa Karen Camacho from Miami was aboard the Costa Concordia when it ran aground, toppled over, and began sinking. She thought she was going to die.
Because nobody was saying anything to us. Nobody. We were just there. I was super afraid to leave my kids. It's going so far for this.
Now, she was cruising with her boyfriend. The pair were left on their own to find a lifeboat. Other passengers from Florida say they got no help from the crew and heard nothing from that ship's captain, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. A Russian space probe crashes down to Earth.
Russia's deputy prime minister says he's personally taking control of the investigation to find out why the more than 13-ton probe crashed into the Pacific Ocean after being stuck in Earth orbit for about 2 months. Dmitry Rogozin says he also expects Russia's space agency to name those responsible for the satellite's failure. The probe was carrying toxic fuel. The Phobos grunt was intended to retrieve soil from a moon of Mars. It was an ambitious plan by Russia's space agency after a more than decade absence from deep space. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Foreclosure for O.J. Simpson in Florida while he serves time in Nevada for a hotel room robbery case. A bank foreclosing on a house Simpson bought in downtown Miami back in the year 2000. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 on January the 16th, Martin Luther King birthday. You'll notice that there's things closed today as you're wandering around and that your trash wasn't picked up. If you're wondering about that, because I looked down our street, because last night I was getting dressed, getting ready to go out at 8 o'clock, and it was 25 degrees to take the trash out. Linda goes, they're not picking it up today. They're not picking it up Monday. They'll pick it up Tuesday. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide. We're also streaming video at livestream.com, and you can get on there and just go to Free Fire Radio, and you can see what's going on in here. You can see our guests, or you can get a good photo of them, good snapshot if you have to look at them later on, identify them, and the police line up, other things like that. Bad Bob's back, and we're glad he's back. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And the weather is just it's just changed. It's changing so dramatically, it's unbelievable.
It's currently 24 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a morning frost this morning with temperatures reaching 48 degrees. So we are under that 50-degree mark. Tonight, we are going to have a frosty evening with lows of around 20. So it's time now to cover up those bushes, folks, those lemon trees, the rose bushes.
That are blooming, by the way.
We have
new roses.
Ours
on
have been cut back as well, but we still have a couple that are on the side that are just kind of wild. But anyway, we're going to have rain the rest of the week, so get yourself ready. Weather's
lots
always brought to you
rain
by Anselmo Vineyards. This weekend, I'm performing up there with my jazz trio on the 21st. So come by. It'll be fun. 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to have a ball.
474-5546. Linda will be up there. Of course, I'll be up there. Okay. Before we get to our guest today.
Oh, and somebody who joined us on the flag line Saturday.
Right.
And it
say?
Was lovely to see our next guest that we always have on Mondays with her father's Korean flag. That was amazing. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Good morning, Elizabeth.
How are you?
Hi, what's happening?
It was really good seeing you, and that was really cool that you brought your father's flag.
Yeah, it was actually my father-in-law's, but he's no longer with us, but I was holding the flag that he brought back from the Korean War. It's the American flag, doesn't quite have 50 stars on it.
It's really
very special.
It was 48. We had 48 stars on it,
yeah.
And how many? You know, we talked about watching that go by for 30 minutes, and somebody else said at the other end there was like 35 minutes when because I guess they slowed down a bit and were making their turns, because we were on a straightaway and they were able to kind of speed up there. But I mean, how many people would you say?
Oh, I don't know. I think there had to be no less than 1,000. Vehicles of some kind, including the Patriot Riders.
Yeah,
and
then with people inside the vehicles.
Yeah.
And it just kept going by.
Huge chartered buses full of
sailors,
fellow sailors.
Well, I tell you, it was so stirring.
It was and I think you and I and Linda have all done that before, where we've attended these types of events, and I just can't even imagine what it would be like for the family when they've just lost their child, and a child that was a hero, to drive through Shasta County on the way to the Igo Cemetery, and to see the entire community lining the streets honoring their son.
I
wear my sunglasses when I'm out there, but it makes me cry every time.
Well, I tell you, this one was huge. And then the last one we went on, mm-hmm. as we were riding by, I was riding in the procession, we went by Grant Elementary School.
Yeah.
And Grant School was, they had, the kids were out. Every one of them had a flag, and they had holding up signs that said honor. I mean, if you're going to lose it, that's where I almost lost it.
Oh.
It was right there. There's little kids up there.
I was at the other end. I was at the other end of Placer on that one, and, it was really hard. I wanted to see the kids because I had heard that they were going to do that, but and I guess one teacher spearheaded that at Grant.
It was, but, once they started it up, well, the principal out there is a veteran. And
maybe it was the principal. Yeah.
And but I think it was a couple of teachers too. And once it started, though, it caught on. I mean, everybody wanted to do that.
Sure.
So.
And Carl, you had mentioned when we were talking out there on Saturday, your first thought was that there were so many people and so many in the procession because of the rumor that the Westboro Baptist Church was going to attend to protest the funeral. But you had another thought on why there were so many people out there this time. And what did you think of it?
Well, I think that people was just, it's just the way this North State is. I think that people were standing up for him. I mean, I don't remember my exact words. I mean, I don't remember what I said last hour.
You said to me that you thought it was because things have changed and people are really starting to understand what the military means and what our soldiers do for us.
Oh. Well, we've been talking about that people realize is that it's more than just a, that 1%. And it's only like about 1%, 1% to 2% that enter the service.
Yeah.
That they do this and that they know what they're getting into. This isn't something that they're forced to get into. They know what's happening. And I think people are starting to understand is that how much these veterans, how much these warriors mean to people. That, and then when somebody like the Westboro Church threatens to show up, and I understand they didn't show up, but how they threaten to show up, it just kind of solidifies what people are feeling, kind of maybe below their, before a level of consciousness, but then it hits them. And it says, you know what? I do support them. I do support this family. I do support what they do. So.
So it was extraordinary, and I just really encourage people the next time, God forbid, this should happen, that they grab a flag and take their kids and just stand there and put their hand over their heart and be there for the family when the family drives by.
Yeah. Hey, we have to take a break. You want to hang on to the other side?
Sure, sorry.
Okay,
well,
that's all right.
We knew we were going to chat about this.
Yeah, yes, we did. And you know what? We were going to call yesterday, but when I called twice after 9 o'clock, and all your lines were busy.
Oh, yeah, it was a good show yesterday.
It was a great show, but I couldn't get in through the phones.
How about that?
Okay, I got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:13 in the morning.
Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 5th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 $50 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. Wind River offers their guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. It's Better on the River.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Mundabot, 8:14 in the morning, January the 16th.
That is killer bumper music.
You know, as Elizabeth is also on the phone, but she's also writing in here. It's and Elizabeth, you're still there, right?
I am.
Okay, Westboro Baptist Church is not a church, and I wrote this in my blog, and it's not affiliated with any church at all. They have about 100 members, most of whom are interrelated through intermarriage.
Which is kind of creepy.
Which is why they have pointy heads.
Yeah, they're...
No, they can't help it when the father of most of the children is their brother or something.
Yeah. I think they're like multi-generational. It's almost entirely one family, and the only thing they have to do with the Baptist Church is that they give it a bad name.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, at the Reading Tea Party tonight, 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, that is the Destiny Fellowship Church, we are going to be showing a movie that talks about the Delphi Technique. And what the Delphi Technique is it is a technique that state and federal agencies use when they have public hearings or public meetings, when one of these agencies comes into a community and they're going to institute something in the community, pass new regulations, create new laws, they one of the things that they have to check off their list of things to do is that they reached a public consensus, which means that they have to get the public to agree with what they're doing. So they use what's called the Delphi Technique, which is actually a very mild form of manipulation within a public meeting that controls the public and allows them to say that they reached a consensus. And there is a way to combat the Delphi Technique as a citizen when you go to these public meetings. And I've been to a lot of public meetings and I've seen this in action more than once. And so we're going to show this video tonight so that people understand when they go to these public meetings what's actually happening.
Okay. Well,
that'd be good.
That should be, yeah. Okay, so that's tonight.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
And Elizabeth and Aaron have We the People, which is on from 8 to 10 every Sunday morning, which is just, y'all going out national level.
We are.
With people. We're going to have some of the people from the rescue organization going to be on here soon, probably, I think, Friday.
Great.
Talking about the sex trade and what they're doing to try and combat that and why two of the organizations are located right here in Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of scary? Not really, there's a lot of sex trade in Reading, but they're being based here because of where we are on the road.
Main corridor.
I know. Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you, and thanks for showing up. You know what? It was great. I mean, it was such an outpouring. I'm so proud of this. Proud of us up here.
I am too. This community never ceases to amaze me.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great week.
You bet.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. It was really nice seeing there.
You want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, I would like to introduce our guest, and I'm sure our listeners are going to really, really enjoy. It's very informative. We're going to be talking about four new bills or laws that are taking effect, and our expert, NRA instructor, just a wonderful personality, man who served our country, and just we're just so happy to have him here this morning. Please welcome to the program, Ted Leidy. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Linda. Carl, it's always great to be at Free Fire Radio.
Well, we're always glad to have you here. You're besides listening to the show, I know you do that. Sometimes you get into our chat room. As one of our chat people said, has the chat pack become a cult yet?
Okay,
I'm not sure. I mean, whatever you all think.
Well, we have about 3 minutes before we have to go to the 20 break, so shoot.
Well, I'm here this morning to talk about the four new bills that were enacted as law on the 1st of January. Some of them have implications.
Now we're talking
Northern
about
California.
these are Second Amendment chippers.
You bet.
I call them chippers because they chip away at your rights under the Second Amendment. And you know, when we start talking about bills, this is what we're talking about: something that has to do with your right to carry.
I think it would surprise you to know that these bills have passed. They were signed into law. And they've affected the way we carry our firearms in Northern California. In some counties, it's that the residents are affected more than in others, depending upon how the bill was interpreted by the county sheriff. It has caused quite a stir down in Butte and quite a stir down in Tehama counties, based on the fact that if you read Senate Bill 610, which is law now, it mandates that the sheriff approve you for a CCW before you go to training.
So Senate Bill 610 for our chat room.
It is on my website at www.norcalfi.com. Go to Concealed Carry Links on the left-hand side of the homepage, and it is the top link. Just go ahead and click it, and the text is right there in PDF format. And you can read it.
And so what it is, and we're going to talk about it if we get back to break, is and for this bill, is that a sheriff can, three sheriffs can read it, and they can interpret it three different ways, which could have a huge impact on people even going to class.
It has a huge impact. It has some unintended consequences that are really downsides for the residents. And I'm not really sure if the sheriffs in Butte and Tehama County are going to go ahead with the process as they have communicated it to the county, or if they're going to change it after the residents give them a phone call or somehow talk to them and say, you know what, I'm looking at this and I don't think it's good for us in the county as gun owners.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back, you know, how this one Senate bill, and now that it's passed and it's a law, can affect people even taking a class.
Absolutely.
Taking a class on owning a weapon. It doesn't have anything to do with concealed weapons. It just is owning a weapon.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, our guest Ted Lighty. We're talking about the changes in all the new laws that affect your Second Amendment rights, and we're going to be talking about a few other things, too, as we go as long as we finish up our hour here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our favorite place, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 23 degrees out there, my friends. Go by, get your coffee, get your hot drinks, get your latte, get your cappuccino, get your espresso right there, Espresso Joe's. Also, walk across there and walk into that wonderful, wonderful humidor they have. And pick yourself up a great, great cigar.
Time for us to make a stop at Tobacco and Brew.
It is. You know, you can buy coffee beans. There's more than just, you know, getting a cup of coffee. You can buy the beans. You can buy anything it takes to, you know, to make coffee right there. And the baristas will show you how to do it. And, you know, veterans get discounts. That's right. Veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And Joe and Shelley, what can I say about them except they have supported this community for well over 30 years. And they just do a great job. Honesty, integrity, you can't ask for more from Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Ted Leidy. Ted's a retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army, is a certified National Rifle Association instructor, is an engineer also, but he teaches classes on firearms and concealed carry, advanced pistol. He teaches these classes. He studies what goes on, and he keeps himself well abreast of everything that's happening in the firearms industry, but also in the laws that affect people, because he has to be able to teach that. So good morning, Ted, and welcome back.
Good morning, and I would never correct a colonel in the United States Marine Corps, except for I'm not really an engineer. I'm a project manager in the engineering industry. That means that I monitor and ensure projects happen that engineers are working on. So very, very important that, that my guys in my office aren't going, what?
Okay, he's not an engineer. All right, okay. He just, you know, he just watches the projects.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, now this law we're just talking about, SB 610. And what it says is, and now since it looks like there's wiggle room in it that you can read it, and the problem with the bill right now, the way it's written is?
The problem with the bill, the way it's written, is it has one line at the very end of the actual text of the bill, which, of course, we said was available online on the NorCal Firearms Instruction website. And I'm going to read you that line right now in the last paragraph. It says, the licensing authority shall give written notice to the applicant indicating if the license under this article is approved or denied. The licensing authority shall give this notice within 90 days of the initial application for a new license or a license renewal, whichever is later. If the license is denied, the notice shall state which requirements were not satisfied. If the license is approved, the sheriff's department will issue a letter stating you can then proceed to training. Now, of course, that's a problem, because if you read it from a governmental standpoint, you can kind of take that to say you cannot attend training prior to the approval letter being sent to you. The problem with it is you have people purchasing firearms every day in this county that are wanting to learn how to safely store, transport, and use that firearm. They pay fees to go to school. And many, many times they're not getting a CCW. Or they want to attend school to see if they can actually dominate that firearm and use it, and maybe use it in a self-defense situation. They haven't made up their mind whether they're going to get a CCW or not. In the counties of Butte and Tehama, both of those sheriffs have actually told me, or actually their representatives have told me, hey, look, if they go to training and we approve them without the letter, they'll go to training again.
Yeah, so see, here's the problem with this is they if they go to an accredited class and they come up and they say, hey, you know what, I do want my CCW. They'll say, fine, they'll do the background, and then they'll say, now you have to go to school again. They will not accept the class they just took.
Absolutely.
Now, see, that seems like a burden on the people that own weapons there, that what they're saying is you've got to come and see if you'll be approved before you take the class. Even though a lot of people, and the point that I was having problems understanding and do now is that you have a lot of people that take this class, they're not going to get a CCW. They just want to learn to use their weapon.
Absolutely. Or they, like I said before, they're not sure. I have two people in class last weekend had never touched a firearm before the one they purchased and picked up last week. So if I'm the sheriff in that county and I tell you, you have to come and apply before you can get training, and it's going to take up to 90 days in accordance with state law to get your letter to go to class, that means we've moved a firearm into a home with a training vacuum, because they're not going to pay hundreds of dollars for training one day and then hundreds of dollars of training again. They're just going to wait. In the meantime, that firearm's sitting in a home.
Sitting in their home for 90 days or so.
Without any training.
Instead of just being able just to say, hey, look, I'll give you the training and we'll do the background, just like we do here in Shasta County, which is a common sense county with Sheriff Basinko.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And remember, the law is only 2 weeks old. So there's no sense in condemning the process before maybe they've even had a chance to think about it all the way through. So here's where we can make a difference. If you live in those counties or you know somebody that lives in those counties, give the sheriff's department a call and kind of see where they're at as far as the thought process, because it's expensive. They're going to have to grow their department. They're already, stretched to the max on resources. They're going to have to grow their department. They have to send out letters. They have to schedule interviews. It turns into about a 7-step process with which what to start off with was about a 3-step process.
Okay.
And so they don't need that.
Yeah. Okay, we got about 3 seconds left to take the news break. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about other gun laws. We're going to be talking also about when you receive your concealed carry, that's just the first step.
And girls with guns. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. After putting all his eggs into New Hampshire and coming in third there, John Huntsman drops out of the presidential race. He says all of the Republican candidates want to restore leadership to the White House, but
this race has degenerated into an onslaught of negative and personal attacks not worthy of the American people.
Huntsman, former governor of Utah, ambassador to China, now endorsing Mitt Romney for president. A couple from Minnesota is among 16 people still missing in the wreck of a cruise ship off the Italian coast. The cruise company CEO says the ship's captain, now in jail, went off course on his own.
We are unable to ascertain whether he left the ship before the conclusion of the evacuation.
6 people are confirmed dead. The search for survivors and or bodies is back on after a brief suspension due to the bad weather. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
W.E. Multimedia Theater Group brings to Reading the Tony Award-winning musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, January 12th through 15th and 20th and 21st at the McLaughlin Theater in downtown Reading. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, Lucy, the whole gang is here. USA Today says You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is great for kids and even better for grown-ups. Tickets available online at wemultimedia.com or at the Enjoy Store in downtown Reading. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. For more information, call 247-1925.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and about 8:35 in the morning, January the 16th, 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our cult of chat packers, kind of call you a cult. And, of course, we're streaming live video, too, on livestream.com. Look up Free Fire Radio. And everybody's talking about now is, oh gosh, we've got more people coming in. Gator, Max, Phil Smith, Angel, Val, Indie Guy, Elizabeth's still there. What can I say? I love it. Our guest, Ted Lighty. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Young Man in Black are in there giving great haircuts, discounts for veterans. You walk in, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. They shave around your ears, you know, and down your neck. I mean, it's rare to have that happen. And it's man's last stronghold. Walk in there, great magazines. No, there's no, you know, period interest types. There's none of those. It's, like I say, great magazines, you know, Car and Track and Outdoor Life and Sports Afield and NRA stuff and National Geographic, all that. And on the TV, it's not going to be Dr. Phil. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Ted Lighty, who is a retired Army Command Sergeant Major, but a resident of our city and works here. Where do you work at?
I work at Associated Engineering Consultants. We're a civil engineering firm out on Airport Road right next to the pellet stove store there.
Okay. And, we know where that's at.
Yeah, we design roadways for public and private agencies all over the state and all over the United States. So.
Okay. Well, we just rang the bell for them. Now, absolutely. But you're here, though, talking about the new gun laws that have just taken effect, and one of them that really impacts on everybody, and we've talked about that. Now, what are the couple of the others here?
Well, before we move on, I want to outline the legislative intent of SB 610. We talked about how it's not really good for Northern California residents in some instances, but the legislative intent was this. Number one, you can now solicit your sheriff's department, put in a CCW application, pay the fees for the background check, and have him approve or deny you before you attend training. That's your decision to make. And the good part about that is most sheriff's departments were making you attend training prior to putting in an application. And of course, that could be $150 in the Bay. They're $250 and $300. The instance of being approved down in the Bay in some counties is less than 1%. So the legislative body said, okay, we're going to let them put in an application before they spend the money on training. I like that.
That's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
But once you get approved, you should be able then to take that approval and go back and take the class.
Absolutely, without a letter being sent to you at home or anything like that. The second point of SB 610 was
ask you a question, though. So they go in there and they take that first. It's still going to take them 7 weeks, though, right, to get that answer back?
They have 90 days. The sheriff has 90 days, okay, well, 30 days after they get back the background check, whichever's later.
Okay, so they you go in there before you take the class. You find out if you're going to be able to get a concealed carry. So
right.
It's still 90 days, though.
Still 90 days.
Whether you're going to pass or not. The person can still take the class, though, if they want, in there.
They can, but unfortunately, once they're approved, they have to go take the class again.
I know, but
again.
I mean, if they change, I mean, right now, you can take the class first in Shasta County, then go be approved.
Oh, absolutely.
But now what they're saying is before you take the class, you have to take the course first, or you have to get the background check first from our sheriff. But our sheriff's letting people take the class while you're waiting.
Well, of course, that's the way it's written.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are some motivations there at the local sheriff's department, and I don't want to go into those right now because, you know, it sounds like we're crucifying the county, but we're not going to do that. We'll let them make their own decisions with the residents of those counties. The other part of SB 610 is there is no mandated liability insurance if you're going to carry a firearm. There was some talk in the rest of the state where if you were going to carry a firearm, you would have to have some type of umbrella insurance coverage to cover the litigation in case you used it in personal defense. Well, the SB 610 expressly prohibited that mandate of making a gun owner have umbrella insurance or extra insurance if they're going to carry a firearm. So that's good also.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That part was good.
Absolutely.
Well, they both were. It's just on how you read it. So 610 said if you're going to carry a weapon, you don't have to carry X amount of, you know, which is their way of taking away your right to carry. Because if you have to carry $1 million worth of insurance, a lot of people wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
Or couldn't do it, I should say.
Absolutely. The last thing SB 610 did was mandate the amount that can be charged for a CCW. The Sheriff's Department is allowed to charge $100, no more than $100, above and over the cost of the background checks through the Department of Justice. So, you know, they'll be charging you what it costs to process your CCW. But the cost of that is going to go up if you have to send letters to all these applicants.
Yeah.
In these other counties, so you can watch the cost rise if we don't get that changed. Now, I'd like to move on to some of the other.
Well, we're going to take a break first,
okay.
And as soon as we come back from that, we will, because we still want to talk about girls with guns.
Absolutely,
that Linda is wants to talk about. Carl and Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, a Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance.
The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:45 in the morning, it's Carl and Linda Bod, January the 16th, 530-605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is just going forward here. Yet, you know, I'm getting a T-shirt that says guns with or girls with guns, and then somebody else says I'm getting a T-shirt of girls with no T-shirts. Anyway, it's too much for me to try to handle here. Our guest, Ted Leidy, who's been talking to us about the new laws, also is an NRA instructor and has classes going on all the time through Bastiani Arms, which is a great place also to go to. All right, now, what's the newest? What are some others here before we get to girls with guns?
Okay, well, let's talk briefly about Assembly Bill 809. Assembly Bill 809 was signed into law in October and will be enacted on 1 January 2014. Basically, it says that all long guns, in other words, rifles and shotguns, are used for hunting and sporting purposes are going to be registered the same as concealable weapons after January 1st, 2014. At this time, when you purchase or transfer a long gun, they keep that record for 5 years. And then, of course, it's destroyed because it is really what you would consider gun registration. When you start registering sporting rifles, that is gun registration, and there's really no use for it besides knowing where the firearms are in your state, period. That's the only good use for AB 809, but it's a law, and it will go into effect January 1st, 2014.
So you want to buy all your long guns now?
Yeah, well,
so you don't have to register them. Well, no, I mean, if you want to, because you're going to follow the law after you buy them.
Absolutely.
If you're going to buy them from a shop, they're going to have to do it. So you want to pick up all those ones now that you might ever possibly want for the rest of your life, which is another reason that the number of FBI or the background checks, the national NCIA background checks have gone up dramatically. Oh. This past year is like up 30%.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, firearm sales have gone up dramatically.
Oh, yeah. So okay, what else?
Well, I'm going to go back to 809 and make one comment. I watched the debate on 809 on YouTube. You can look it up. And the two reasons given for the passing of 809, which is long gun registration, is number one, law enforcement agencies would know when they pulled up onto an address if there was a firearm on site, which I can understand and like that. Secondly, and this is a really, really good one, if your house burnt down, there would be a record of your firearms at the state level, which you could access to turn into your insurance company. That was the two reasons given for the passing of SB 809. So, I'm sorry, AB 809, which is ridiculous to me, of course. So let's move on to Senate Bill 819. It is the bill signed into law that allows the Department of Justice to access the funds through the dealer record of sales fees. Everybody knows when you buy a firearm, you pay a dealer record of sales fee. It's $25. It goes to the state and provides funding for the background checks that the gun dealer must have in order to let you purchase that firearm. Well, we have a pool. It doesn't cost $25, and we've got a nice pool there of extra funds in case the costs do go up. Well, the Department of Justice now has the ability to raid those funds to provide more law enforcement, resources on the streets to help enforce gun laws.
Okay, so in other words, they're going to take, it's just like they did with the Social Security
fund. Absolutely, there's
no
difference.
They're going to rate it, and then it's going to cost us money again because that's the way they are.
And your dealer record of sales or your DROS fees may rise because of that, and so I consider that a fee. I consider that a fee on gun owners. Assembly Bill 144, I get asked more about this bill than any of the other bills, and that is the ban on open carry of firearms in most public places. The ban on open carrying firearms in most public places came about based on the fact that in down south in Bay Area counties and other counties in California, the concealed weapons permit approval process was broken, and therefore nobody was being approved unless you're a legislator, judge, a businessman, somebody like that with connections. So the law in California said you can carry a firearm open and unloaded on your hip. So they were having clubs. They had clubs in the Bay, and they would go to a pizza parlor, or they would go to a Starbucks, or they would go someplace, and everybody would show up with an open gun on their hip, unloaded, of course. Well, that didn't fly very far because, as you know, the liberals in this state run the voting process, and they didn't like it. And to be honest with you, I'm not even mixed on it. I don't think you should probably be shoving your firearms down somebody's throat.
Yeah, you know,
I
just don't feel good about it. Yeah, you know, it's like you're pushing your sexual preference on somebody. I understand what they were saying. Hey, I can't carry concealed because you won't give it to me, but I have the right to do this. Well, the only thing it did was it took away the right to do that, to carry a weapon openly unloaded, which I'm still not sure about why that is. But you're saying if you link it to the fact they've made it easier to get concealed carry?
Well, they're going to say proponents of open carry will tell you AB 144 and our peaceful assembly with our open firearms actually birthed SB 610, which was a mandate to the Sheriff's Department in each of our counties that we could put in a CCW application. You have to prove me before I go to training.
Yeah, but see, they still don't have to approve you, though.
Oh, they don't have to approve you. Oh, absolutely not.
The
they just
is,
have
you
to give you
get down to San Diego, you get down to Los Angeles, you get to those, it's probably less than 0.1% of people that get approved. The guy running for sheriff in Sacramento, one of the reasons he won is he said he was going to permit concealed carry, but it's going to take him 6 months because of the thousands of people that have put in for it, and they've just got a backlog now.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. So he needs to learn how to streamline that process.
Yeah.
So he can get gun owners carrying it.
Now,
they
and,
would
you know,
like
it's funny how you have Sacramento. It's opening up their concealed carry, and you've got, it sounds like, Tehama and Butte County that are slowing it down for some reason, and I'm not sure why that is. I'm just glad is that the chief law enforcement people here are all for it. We've got to take another break. We come back. We got to do Girls with Guns.
Right on.
All right. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:52 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Carl Bott. Welcome to our newest show, Shasta Startup, 9 to 10 a.m. every Friday. Guest host this week will be Randy Denham.
That's right, and we're going to be talking food. Reading's got some great establishments and more coming, and we're going to be having the owner of Clary's Restaurant. So tune in Friday and hear about the old, new, and yet to come for Reading, California food.
That's Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., Shasta Startup, right here on KCNR 1460.
Well, I won't back down.
That's the whole idea. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Honesty, integrity. Veterans get discounts, finest coffee, buy everything you can there, Espresso Joe's, you get the beans, you get all the coffee making stuff. Great walk-in humidor, what can I say? Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley run a great place, and they support this community. Our guest is Ted Lighty, and we've been talking about guns and gun laws.
Okay, now we want to ask the question here that about women taking gun classes and how popular it has become. Tell us about your latest sold-out class.
Well, we started teaching ladies-only CCW classes last summer. And our first class had one lady in it. she's a local real estate agent. He's a very good friend of mine. Matter of fact, she sold me my home that I live in afterwards. And last weekend we had 14 ladies, which is a sold-out class. And I really enjoy the ladies-only CCW class. The atmosphere and the attitude that when you get 15 ladies together, some of them that have never touched a firearm, is fun. It is more light.
Do women ask different questions?
It's not
questions?
As complicated. Oh, they will ask you questions that you cannot even believe. And they're really interested in, and I love this, the purse carry, the different types of purses that they can carry their firearms in. And there's many, many websites that cater and organizations that cater to women carrying purses in their firearms in their purse. So we go over that, and there is no ego. They show up. There's 15 of them. We start with basic pistol. I hold a pistol up and say, this is a pistol. This is the end the bullet comes out. This is the end you hold. Of course, everybody laughs, right? But then we go from there, and we designed our curriculum for ladies who do not have a background in firearms but want to carry a firearm to protect themselves. So all the different modes of carry, the laws concerning deadly force, the types of pistols that they are more likely to carry are different from what a man may carry.
And, oh, absolutely. And we're dealing with that one right now.
Well, I think it's really fun that you have a girl gun class or lethal ladies. I mean, we're going to put up, for the chat room, kind of a name. There should be some kind of fun name. And, you know, it's really, but we had to laugh one time because we were watching a gun show. One of the things that we have always, recorded is hunting and gun shows.
It's not true.
Good for
you, Carl.
And so there was a gal that came in one day, and she in this particular gun store, and she wanted a pink gun. And I said to Carl, I'm going to give it out over the air. Some time ago, I said, you know, if somebody came up with a kind of a titanium-looking, different colored guns, and they could have their initials done as Savorsky. Now, you guys can laugh at that, but that is a handmade a piece of machinery, or what if you will, a weapon that somebody could have. But I think that truly, coming from me to every woman out there, every woman should take a class, whether you carry or not. that you know you have the knowledge, knowledge is power, and how to be able to deal with a firearm. You could be at your daughter's house, your friend's house, somebody's house, and it's like, ooh, what's this thing? You've seen it before on Storage Wars, where the gal, they came across a bunch of guns in a storage unit, and she touched it wrong, and it almost killed her husband. I mean, you should just really know what this simple piece of machinery that looks like it's not is a mighty force of power. And Ted teaches, really breaks it down, and I've taken your class before to renew my carry license, and I really enjoyed how you made me feel. I was the only woman in the class. How I felt, well, my questions were just as important as anybody else's, and I think that's an issue that someone would have about, you know, a guy-oriented business.
It is, and they're and women should take these classes, even if they're not going to carry, just for what the exact reason you said, that you have the power and the knowledge. And
when's your next ladies' class?
My next ladies' class is in April. I do them once a quarter, and you can sign up at Bastiani Arms.
Okay, now you've got another concealed carry class this next weekend.
I've got a maxed out concealed carry class this weekend.
Maxed out. Now, and you and I are given an advanced pistol class on the 28th and 29th. I think we've got, two spots left?
Two spots left. We were holding them for somebody. It looks like they might not be able to go.
So if you're interested in this, just give Bastiani Arms a call or give Ted a call at...
You can call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222.
Okay.
Advanced. That means rolling around and all that good stuff.
We're going to be talking about a lot of different things.
Getting dirty on that one.
It's taking you to the next level.
Yep. Thank you, Ted Leidy.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, tomorrow we're going to be talking legal with judges and lawyers here. We're going to be talking about what is going on in the legal community. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.